Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Rotblat joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots, get back in there at once and sell.
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Rotblat on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
They do say that. You know, they also say that every Wednesday you can come here to listen to Charles Rotblat. And for the most part, that is true. But today is not that kind of a Wednesday.
Chuck's not here. Sorry.
You know, we don't call him Chuck. We call me Chuck. I don't think anyone's ever called Charles Rotblat Chuck. But he isn't here. He wasn't here yesterday. Stepping in for him again is Wayne Thorpe, the editor of Computerized Investing. Now, Wayne is a terrific resource, and he has his own approach. The cool thing about AAII is that they're sort of agnostic to all approaches as long as they work. They look at a little of everything, and Wayne edits Computerized Investing, a terrific newsletter. If you want to take a look at it, well, go to AAII.com, and if you want to find out what he's thinking when he's not here, you're going to follow him on Twitter, where he is at AAII_CI for Computerized Investing. Wayne Thorpe, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Pleasure to be here.
Our sell of the week is
Chipotle Mexican Grill.
Okay, that's ticker symbol CMG. And everybody I know, and I'm not a huge Chipotle fan. I've only eaten there once or twice, but I know tons of people who love Chipotle. Why is the stock giving you a stomach ache right now?
Well, this is a stock that just seemingly is popping up on everyone's buy list right now. And whenever I see that, that gets my contrarian radar sonar pinging away. It's a company that's just growing leaps and bounds right now, but it's also a company that's trailing, has a trailing PE of 47.1 for a fast food restaurant. When I see valuations that high, especially for a fast food restaurant, I definitely start plotting my exit strategy.
So it's a contrarian play, a little bit of this in your thinking.
If everyone thinks one thing, then I say bet the other way.
But one of the things that is common here that we've heard from Charles in the past, also from David Trainer from New Constructs, who joins us for the Danger Zone, is the idea that sometimes you are overpaying for a business where you kind of look at it and you go, I just can't see paying that much for that business. I mean, that's kind of what you're saying here to some extent is, you know, come on, guys, it's Mexican food. It tastes great, but you don't pay a lot for it. So how can you justify that side of things? Does that thinking hold in an economy where everybody's going, you know, what can I do for less?
I think you're right there. I mean, you're looking at, this is a company, again, that it's been growing at a pretty good clip between 2002 and 2007, comparable sales were growing at nearly 15%. But since then, it's dipped down to about 7% a year. And this is a company that really is having to deal with changes in the overall consumer. Yes, consumers are wanting to eat more healthy, and that is definitely a big plus, that a selling point for the particular company. But you're still looking at, in my opinion, a very sluggish recovery in the overall U.S. economy. And that's going to translate into some lackluster same-store sales growth for fast food restaurants going forward. And you just said, yeah, I mean, the U.S. consumer still is wary of this recovery. And more people are trading down when they go out to fast food restaurants, or they're going to the less expensive restaurants, which excludes Chipotle. This is definitely, I think, a stock that, even though it has been growing, it's definitely facing some headwinds when it comes to economic challenges.
What kind of downside do you see here? I mean, if this is one of those cases where it's overvalued, how out of whack is it?
As I said, I mean, you're looking at the trailing PE of 47.1 versus a five-year average PE of 33.7. And even for its industry, the current median PE for the industry is 27.1%.
And that's what I was driving at. I was trying to figure out where it ranked compared to the industry.
Yeah, so I mean, it's definitely, I wouldn't say grossly overvalued, because I mean, it definitely has been growing at a good clip, and I do think that partly it does deserve to trade at a bit of a premium, seeing the growth that has been taking place. But to be trading at that level of a premium, I mean, I think any misstep at these valuations, easily you could see the price falling anywhere from at least 15% to 20%. And I think if it starts building any momentum to the downside, I think you could hit that 15% to 20% drop in a very short period of time.
How short? I mean, is there a specific catalyst? One of the things we talk about a lot on the show is you can see trouble coming, but the market can stay irrational longer than you can stay solvent. Is there something here that you think will be the catalyst?
Well, I mean, I definitely, it just released most recent quarterly results, which on the surface were very good. I mean, sales were up almost 25% versus the same quarter a year ago, but earnings were only up 8%. And that was mainly because operating costs are up almost 27% from a year ago. It's facing pressure from rising food, beverage, and packaging costs. And as a result, actually, the company announced its first price increases in almost 3 years. It announced that the next few weeks, it's going to be raising prices anywhere from 3% to 5%. And going back to the U.S. consumer right now, and not necessarily willing to be paying more for dining out, it remains to be seen the impact that sales at this price increase is going to have.
Well, whatever the impact is, we don't expect it to be good because, as you pointed out, the stock is significantly overvalued. And that is why Chipotle Mexican Grill, CMG, is the sell of the week. It's a little bit of indigestion for folks who perhaps are hanging on to that stock. And that's why Wayne Thorpe made it the sell of the week. Wayne Thorpe is the editor of Computerized Investing. It's a publication of the American Association of Individual Investors. He's filling in for Charles. Charles will be back next week. But Wayne, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for stepping in.
Thank you very much, Chuck. You have a great week.
Remember, you can follow Wayne on Twitter. He's at AAII_CI. And you can keep living the money life with us. The big interview is next when Money Life continues.